Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted.
Hey, what up, friend? I just want to go ahead and tell you right now, I just got done doing my workout. I'm outside. You know what I mean? You might hear stuff outside, stuff around me. I want you to lock in because I do believe this message will shift your life, create transformation in your life. And I'm going to be real with you. This isn't a perfect podcast. You want a perfect podcast, go press play on somebody else's. This is a purposeful podcast. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be perfect for you. It doesn't matter where I'm at, where I'm recording at, what am I recording it on. It don't matter about that. You know, so many people are so locked into production, which I get it sometimes. I'm on my microphone in my studio, but I'm more into purpose and I'm going to honor my energy. The energy that I'm on right now is legendary and I want to give it to you right now. All right, so I need you locked in for this next 20 or 30 minutes. I need you to understand what I'm saying. I need you to feel what I'm saying, and I need you to apply it to your life, okay? Because hearing it, like, and doing nothing about it ain't gonna change nothing in your life. And I want to tell you this. I talked about this in my book, Protect Your Peace. Make sure you get it if you haven't gotten it yet. It is shifting the world. You get on Amazon, you go to TrentShelton.com. Make sure you go get it. And this is what I want to tell you. I told myself this in Protect Your Peace, and it's my mantra, it's my motto. Every single day I wake up. And this will create power in your life. In the mantra, and I want to say this before I say it. Where are you at with your decision that you made earlier this year? Most people have already turned their back on their commitments. Most people ain't staying loyal to what they said they were going to do. Most people have allowed something to take it away from them, to take their drive, to take their energy, to take their commitment, to take their desire, to take their dream, right? To take their goal, to take their vision. They allowed something to take it away from them. Something was a thief in their life. It stole their peace. It stole their happiness. It stole their commitment. It stole that drive inside of them. And I just want to tell you right now that you need to go get it back, man. It is not too late. You can't live another year of allowing something to take it from you because it took it from you with your permission. And I know most of us, we lack faith. We lack, you know, the endurance. We lack the perseverance to see things through. You know what I mean? We've given up because opinions told us that it wasn't going to work. And now we see that it's not working externally, even though it's working beneath the surface. We think that it's not working. So we believe in what they're telling us. That person that put all those limitations on your life, that person that wants you to fail, that person that doesn't want you to live your best life, or just this world in general, society told you that you can never be something that you want to be. You have to stay in this box. You have to stay at this job. You got to do this for the rest of your life because that's all that you're capable of. It lied to you. You're believing the lies because you started something this year and you're not seeing the fruition of it. And the fruit takes time. But as I always told you, when you operate with faith, when you know you're doing what you're supposed to do, you know something's going on beneath the surface, right? It's about having that gardener's mindset that I talk about so much. And you're going to see it through. This is the year where you see it through. This is the year where you see your breakthrough through. You're going to see it through. You're not seeing your breakdown no more through. You're not seeing your hard times no more through. This is the year where you see it through. Whatever it is in your life, your best life, you're going to see it through this year. Your best self, you're going to see it through this year. Your best health, you're going to see it through this year. Finishing your school, you're going to see it through this year. Whatever it is, you're going to see it through this year. You're going to see your best life through this year because for so many years, you've seen your worst life through. Right? For so many years, you allowed your worst life, the worst situation to play itself out without stopping it. You had faith in that. You didn't stop that. You allowed that to continue. So why can't we allow our greatness to continue? Do you know how much it's costing you right now to give up? I don't think you know, my friend. I don't think you know. Do you know how much it's costing you? It's costing you everything. Everything. It has cost you everything to give up. So I want you to pick yourself back up. I want you to dust yourself back off. And I want you to say these words right now. Repeat after me and say it. I don't care if you got to whisper it in your soul loudly. You can say it at your job. People can look at you crazy. I want you to say this. Say, I am in my power. I want you to say this. Say it. I am in my power. Shoot, I want you to record this and send it to me on Instagram. Tag me. Tag at Trent Shelton Podcast. Tag at Trent Shelton. I'm going to be reposting it all day. I want you to yell, I am in my power. You might say, Trent, how am I in my power when I feel powerless? Because that's where power shows. How am I in my power when I feel weakness? That's where power shows. You are in your power. You're at the crossroads where you're either going to break down or break through. And I promise you, you're going to see it through. You're going to come through. You're going to depend on yourself. You're going to show up. You are going to see it through because you are in your power. I want you to say that right now. Listen, I'm telling myself that day in and day out. Every time I look in the mirror, Trent, you in your power. It is time for you to see it through. I'm not going to allow these things to take it away from me no more. I'm not going to allow these limitations to take it away. I'm not going to allow my past to take it away. I'm not going to allow my insecurities to take it away from me no more. I'm not going to allow my doubts and my fears to take it away from me no more. As I told this lady at my speaking engagement this weekend, and some of you heard me talk about this, I believe it's one of the most powerful things that I will say, that I have said, that I will say, and I think it'll be legendary once people really understand what I'm saying. She said, Trent, I'm so fearful. I said, you're not fearful. I said, you're not fearful like that, like you think. I said, the problem is you don't have a big enough reason. And she looked at me crazy. And I said, who's your person that you love in your life the most? She said, my daughter. I said, okay, from a scale from 1 to 10. She said, man, I love my daughter. It ain't no number. I said, okay. I said, what do you fear the most in your life? Like, what's something that you're afraid of? She said, spiders. I said, okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how afraid are you of 10? I'm that afraid of spiders. Okay, I got arachnophobia. I think that's what it's called. I said, I'm going to show you something that's going to change your life. I said, what if your daughter, and I'm shortening it up for this podcast episode. I said, what if your daughter was outside around a bunch of spiders, tarantulas, 10 of them? What you going to do? And I said, you can't call the exterminator. Ain't nobody there but you. She said, I'm about to go kill all those spiders. No fear. I said, you got no fear. How you going to have no fear in your biggest fear? She said, it didn't matter because I love my daughter so much. I said, huh. And she stopped and she paused because she got it. And I told her this quote that I want to tell you. When the mission is real enough, when the mission is deep enough, the fear will never be strong enough. When the mission is great enough, the fear will never be strong enough. Some of us right now, we need to level up our mission. We need to re-engage with our mission. It's too weak. If you're allowing fear to stop you, your mission is too weak. Right? Your understanding of your mission is too weak. How much it's costing you, the opportunity costing your mission, you're not understanding what it's costing you. That's why you keep giving up. That's why you keep operating in complacency. That's why you keep operating in average, because you don't understand how much is it costing you. It's not just costing you, it's costing the next generation. It's costing people around you that are meant to be inspired by you. It's costing the people that are meant to meet you and see you, to believe in you. You're somebody's example, my friend. Don't you realize that everything you've been through, God wants you to be the example of perseverance, the example of conquering through, the example of getting through, the example of breaking through, the example of seeing it through. You're somebody's example. And right now, what's the example that you've given out? What's the example that they see in you? What's the example that your kids see in you? What's the example that strangers that are meant to benefit from your journey, meant to be inspired by your journey? I had a lady this past week and also tell me with tears in her eyes, she said, Trent, you are my example. I'm glad that you saw it through. I'm glad that you didn't give up because I needed to see a version of you on this stage. I've seen all speakers, but I haven't seen a speaker like you. I haven't seen a speaker come from the heart like you. I haven't seen a speaker serve like you. Said, Trent, you stayed to the last person left the room. You answered every question. I needed to see that. I needed to see that there was still real in this space. I haven't seen a speaker that looks like you, that dresses like you, that just keeps it real and raw like you. I needed to see that because somebody told me that I wasn't enough. Somebody told me I was too much of this and not enough of that. And then I saw you, and I saw you walk in your authentic greatness. I saw you really own yourself and really walk in yourself and be bold and courageous in who you are. I needed to see that. Just imagine if I would have faked it till I make it. Just imagine if I would have said, oh, I'm not enough, so let me be something else. Let me lose myself to gain some type of false success. Just imagine. You know how many people in this world, maybe even you to listen to this podcast, wouldn't have never encountered Trent Simmons Shelton because I was trying to be somebody else. I realize this truth, and I want to give it to you. Nobody can beat you at being you. Say it right now with your chest. Say, nobody can beat me at being me. Say it right now with your soul. Nobody can beat me at being me. Now, I didn't hear you. I want you to believe it. I want you to say this every single day. Nobody can beat me at being me. And I realized that. And this lady with tears in her eyes and her daughter looked at me with a smile on her face saying, man, you really helped my mom. And just imagine if I wouldn't have walked in and believed in myself right now. So I need you to say and remind yourself that you are in your power. This is where you're being built. This is where you're being molded. This is where you're being shaped. This is where your mindset is being constructed right now in your journey. And I know the journey is not favorable, but don't you forget that you highly favored, my friend. Woo. Ooh, this is one of these podcasts. You got to share this right now with somebody. You got to press pause and share this right now with your team. You got to say, listen to this. Just press play. Don't let any situation, any environment, don't let any unfavorable situation make you forget that you are highly favored. And I do know the favor of God. When it's on your life, can't nothing stop your life. Can't nothing come against your life. They can try to stop you. They can try to break you. They can try to kill you. But they can't stop you because you have the favor on your life. And sometimes you got to go through the fire, right? You got to go through the situation. You got to go through the mud. You got to go through the climb to get to your peak. Not because it's punishing you, because it's preparing you. You're being prepared right now. Don't you realize that? You're being prepared for your bigger stage. You're being prepared for your bigger opportunity. You're being prepared for your mission. Man, thank you, God, for allowing me to go through my struggles. Thank you, God, for allowing me to throw events and only 10 people showed up. Thank you, God, for allowing me to make my videos and only 100 people watched it a month. Thank you, God, for allowing me to never get booked to speak on stage when I first started. Thank you, God, for allowing me because it built me. That part of the journey built me. If I didn't go through that, I wouldn't have the lesson. If I didn't go through that, I wouldn't talk to you in so much confidence to know that you can get through because I've been through and I got through, so I know it's available for you too. Let's go. I know it's available for you. So thank you, God, for all the struggle. Thank you, God, for all the lessons. Thank you, God, for all the storms because it grew something inside of me. See, when people saw the storms in my life, they thought my life was over. They thought, oh, Trent is surrounded by struggle. Trent is going to give up. What they didn't know. What they didn't know, as they say, I was a seed. What they didn't know, I was a seed. So when I was buried by that struggle, when I was buried by that hard time, when I was buried by that setback, what they didn't know, I was a seed. I was a seed. So they thought it was burying me, but really it was just burying me to grow something greater, to be a better harvest, to show people just because you've been through something doesn't mean you can't get through something. Just because you lost something doesn't mean better things aren't coming for your life. So my friend, in this season right now, you might be going through a season of loss. You might be going through a season of strip, as I call it. Things are being stripped away from you. Like, man, why are things being stripped away? But you had a prayer. You had a vision. You had something in your soul that you want to do. But a lot of us, what we want to do is we want to carry everything in our old into our new. And all that does, it's kind of like pouring spoiled milk into good milk. All that does is ruin what you have that is new. So you have to be stripped away of the old habits. You got to be stripped away of the old environment. You have to take a renewing of your mind. A renewing of your mind, a replenishing of your spirit, a refreshing of your soul, right? A renewing of your life. And that renewing doesn't always feel good. That renewing means simply this: certain things have to end so better things can begin. Sometimes it takes a painful ending to create a beautiful new beginning. I'm gonna repeat that again. Sometimes it takes a painful ending, yes, Lord, to create a beautiful new beginning.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
My friend, this is the year, man, where everybody who counted you out, where everybody thought your life was over, where everybody turned their back on you, when everybody closed the book on your life, this is the year where you make them regret, not because you focused on them, but by default, because you focused on your next level, because you focused on serving your life and doing what you're called to do. By default, they're gonna regret giving up on you, because they're gonna watch you rise. They're gonna watch you live your best life without them. They're gonna see you be supported by so many other people, and they're gonna see that you didn't need their support. I can't tell you how many people in my journey that didn't support me, didn't believe me, wish they never did that, wish they never put doubt in my life, wish they never said, man, you ain't gonna never make it, wish they never said all these things, because they seeing me make it. They seeing me grind, they seeing me climb, they seeing me at certain peaks in my life. But it didn't matter what they put on my life. It didn't matter what they said, because I never let them take my dream. I never let them steal my soul. I never let them tell me what I couldn't do or what I couldn't be, especially when they never done it. Even if they did done it, have done it, have been successful at it, I never let anybody put their limitations on my life. I don't accept projection. I don't accept, what does that mean? I don't accept somebody else's idea of life on me. I know what God has called me to do. I know what's in my soul. I know my internal alignment, which we talk about in the book, Protect Your Peace, and I trust my internal alignment. I know it's something saying, man, keep going. It's going to be a breakthrough. I know you can't see a door. I know you can't see a way, but a way is going to be created. I know you can't see an opportunity, but an opportunity is coming. I know you can't see better days, my friend, but better days are on the way. I want you to say that right now. Better days are on the way. Yes, things could be worse for your life, and I promise you, things will get better. And that better starts with you believing better. That better starts with you praying better. That better starts with you claiming better. That better starts with you speaking better. That better starts with you doing better. It all starts with you, my friend. This is the year where you turn the page. This is the year where you take it to the next level. This is the year where you make people regret they ever turned their back on you. This is the year where you actually experience your greatest self. This is the year where you get through, you see through, and you break through. Whoo, I love that. This is the year. Man, write this, man. Write this on social and tag me. This is the year. Text this to a friend right now. Say, this is the year, my friend. Text it to somebody that you love. This is the year where you break through, you see through, and you get through. This is the year where you get through, see through, and break through. What does that mean? This is the year where everything that you think is an obstacle turns into an opportunity. This is the year where everything that seems as a challenge really is nothing but an opportunity. Everything that you see as working against you, this is the year where you say, man, in this favor of my life, because I'm highly favored, I know everything that's supposed to come against me will work for me. I know everything that's supposed to hold me back will actually propel me and slingshot me forward into my life. But I need you to go back and tell yourself, I am in my power right now. And you might say, I'm in my tears, Trent. I don't give a damn. Excuse my French. You are still in your power. You might have some tears, but you wipe away those tears. You put that smile on your face. One of my favorite quotes I ever said, your heart will heal. Your tears will dry. This pain will end. Better is coming for your life. Oh, my God. Oh, man. I don't know where I've been at these last few days. Even on my Facebook Live the other day, man, last night I went in. Go check it out. But I want to tell you right now, your heart will heal, my friend. Your heart will heal. Your tears will dry. This pain will end. Better is coming for your life. Better is coming for your life. Your heart will heal. Your tears will dry. This pain will end. Better is coming for your life. I want you to smile right now. I want you to smile right now because it's coming. I want you to smile right now because I believe in you. I want you to smile right now because I'm proud of you. I know. How do you know, Trent? Because it happened for me. I know because I've been through my worst days to get to my best days. I know because it's all a part of the process. I know because you press play and you're listening to this message right now. This isn't by accident that you're hearing my voice. This isn't by accident that you're listening to this. This is purpose. This is a purpose mission. This is a purpose interaction. This is a purpose encounter. So stop questioning it and trust it. Stop trying to understand it and trust it. Stop trying to doubt it and trust it. Trust that you're in your power right now. You might say, Trent, man, I'm in the worst financial situation in my life. You're in your power right now. Because if you fast forwarded life, which I know is this, if you think about even your past, every time I fast forward life or every time I think about my past, one of my favorite quotes, man, I'm giving y'all some quotes today. I realize this, my biggest pain moments ended up being my biggest growth moments. Right? When hard times presented itself, I just went harder. I went harder with my faith. I went harder with my belief. I went harder in being the magnet. Right? I worked on myself. I didn't chase anything. Right? Some of you are chasing validation. You're chasing these things. You're chasing people. You're chasing after people who took something from your life. You ain't got to chase after it. Because just because they took it from you, they took whatever it is, the love you have for yourself, it's still there. You can recreate it right now. You can reignite it right now. But you got to give that gift to yourself. You got to give that gift to yourself. And you got to increase the magnet inside of you that's wrapped around love, that's wrapped around purpose, that's wrapped around belief. That's your magnet. And the more you prove those things to yourself, how can I believe more? Right? You prove it to yourself. You give that gift to yourself. Right? You give that gift to yourself. That's why my 12 p.m. theory that I talk so much about, and I'll do a deeper teaching on this. If you read the book, people are blown away like, man, what is this 12 p.m. theory? Before 12 p.m., I am dead to the world. I'm dead to the world. I'm not engaging in the outside world unless it's purpose, unless it's peace, unless it's connection. I'm not chasing nothing. I'm not seeking nothing. I'm giving the gift to myself. That's with my health. That's with my creativity. That's with my spirituality. That's with my intentionality. That's with my mobility. I'm giving that gift to myself, right? I'm learning how to love myself. Because if I know, if I can give gifts to myself and believe in myself and give what I want from others to myself, give what I expect from others to myself. And I know if I can give it to myself, then when I step out in the world, man, I'm unbreakable. Yeah, things might try to break me. They might try to shake me. But I ain't breaking down because I proved it to myself, and that's what I want for you. I need you to have a time in your day where it's just about you. When you're saying yes to you, when you're working on you, right? When you're taking care of you, when you're loving on you, I need you to do that. If it can't be like me, that 12 p.m. theory, because I'm gonna just tell you right now, with that 12 p.m. theory, I'm more productive. I'm 80% more productive in my day. And when I show up to the world after 12 p.m., I'm a better person of myself. I'm more focused in serving other people. I have more energy. I have no guilt because I'm doing the things that I need to do for myself. I have no resentment because I'm taking the time for myself. And I know you might can't give that gift of time to yourself. I get that because you might not be in that position. But I want you to give some time to yourself that's dedicated to you, where you love yourself so much. You treat yourself so good. You speak life into your life so much. And I want you to do it. And I want you to start by saying, I am in my power. That's the mantra I want you to have for this next month. I am in my power. When you're working out, when you're walking, when you're eating right, say, I am in my power. When you're meditating, when you're praying, say, I am in my power. When you're stepping away from social media, stepping away from your phone, not feeling like you got to respond to texts all the time and be a slave to people. When you're living your life on do not disturb, your soul's on do not disturb, say, I am in my power, because you are. Just imagine a life you don't feel the urge to have to respond to everybody. We don't feel the urge to have to be a slave to everybody's requests. We don't feel the urge to have to pick up your phone or have to have your phone always on, have to answer every call, have to immediately answer every text message. Something's controlling you, right? There's a sense of fear in your life. There's a sense of validation. There's a sense, I don't want to let anybody down, so I got to respond to this right now. And I know everybody has different opinions. This is just my idea of life. Nothing outside of me is going to control me. Nothing outside of me is going to shift my spirit. Nothing outside of me is going to make me think that I have to let go of who I am, or I have to start a war within myself to please them. No, I live my life on do not disturb. Not just my phone, but my soul is on do not disturb. Right now in this moment, I'm on do not disturb. This is before 12 p.m. Actually, it's 12:07. So I'm available to the world, obviously. But this is my purpose. I'm serving you as I'm serving myself. And so, my friend, I know this podcast has been one. I believe this is one of my most powerful podcasts I ever made. The flow is so conscious. The flow is so real. Man, I'm being downloaded and it's coming right from my heart to your heart. But I really want you to understand what I'm saying. These last 10-5 minutes, I really want to take my time with this. And I want to just tell you, like, don't allow whatever it is to take it away from you. And I see so many people, they're living a life that they aren't meant to live because something or someone took it away from them. Took their dream away from them, took their belief, took their love for themselves, took their worth away from them, took their peace. They allowed these thieves, whether these thieves did it consciously on purpose or they did it by accident, but they took it away. They took your power away. I need you to get it back. I need you to get it back, because you have to be the example. Huh? You don't have to be. You already are the example for somebody. And this is what I do. And I was having a conversation with my brother. He said, Trent, he said, you taught me this, bro. He said, and it's so powerful. You should share this more. So I'm going to share it with you as we wrap up this episode. I hope that you share this episode. I hope that you tag me. I hope that you record it and let people hear the audio. Don't just screenshot, because people need to hear this. People need to hear this. This is one of the ones that I feel like, man. But he said, Trent, he said, you taught me something. He said, you taught me the power of disconnection. And he said, disconnecting from who I am. And he said, like, you taught me how to step outside of myself. And you taught me how to just look at my life, right? I'm biased. He said, you taught me how to like step outside of myself, almost like you're stepping outside and you're watching your life. He said, just like you told me in sports, when you want to get better, you watch the film, right? You study the game. And he said, you taught me how to do that with my life, bro. And he said, I realized, like, I thought I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. I thought I was doing a great job, whatever it may be. But then I watched the film of my life. I watched the film of my last week. I watched the film of my last year. And I cringed, bro. Because I realized that I wasn't being who I needed to be. And I saw the example that I was setting for those around me. And I wasn't proud, bro. And he said, man, I want you to teach people and talk more about that, because it changed everything for me. So what I'm asking you, if you looked at the film of your last week, your last month, your last year, your last 5 years, it doesn't matter to me. But if you looked at the film of your life, how would you feel? Would you be proud? Would you cringe? Would you want to turn off the tape? Would you want to show off the tape? Be like, hey, this is the example y'all need to be. And if you have people around you, your loved ones, would you be proud if they saw that tape? You know me, I'm going to be vulnerable and transparent. I'm not trying to be an expert. I'm not trying to have you think more highly of me. I'm just trying to have you experience my heart. And I'm one of them real ones. The real ones that be like, man, I'm going to keep it real with you. There's times in my last week I'm thinking about right now, I wouldn't be proud of my tape. Right? I'm like, man, I didn't honor that. I didn't stick to that. Man. And I wouldn't be proud of my tape. And so instead of feeling bad, instead of like self-sabotaging myself and telling my story, oh, you're not enough, you're never gonna grow, ah, you made a mistake, I tell myself, hey, let's learn from it. It's all right. Let's allow this moment to make us better. And I'm making the changes to my life. You know, one of it is my health. And I'm literally right now in this moment after my workout recording this episode, but I made a change to my life because I watched the tape. So if you stepped outside of yourself, what would you change? Because you are the example. And I want you to say that right now. Say, I am. Say, I am the example. Because you are. So what example are you putting off? Are you putting out? And remember, there's somebody, oh man, this is so, I don't know if y'all get this or if it's powerful to you, but it's powerful to me. It like gives me chills, because I know this has happened to me every single day. At some point, somebody's gonna come up to you and say, man, I needed your example. I needed your example to overcome divorce. I needed your example to overcome sickness. I needed your example to start that facility. I needed your example to be that personal trainer. I needed your example to start that podcast. I needed your example to write that book. And the list goes on. The list goes on. You are influence. You are influence. Whether you want to be that or not, you are influence. And so I would love that starting today, your example was, I'm in my power. And people saw that. They didn't see perfect. They saw power. Right? They didn't see perfect. but they saw power. And power is much more powerful than perfect, because perfect is a facade. Perfect isn't real, but power is. Because power says, even in my imperfect moments, I can still influence you to do better. Power says, even in my weakness, you will still see my strength. Power says, even in my hardest times, you will still see my belief. That's power. And that's what people need to see in you and of you. I want to tell you this, that I love you and I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud that you're my family. I'm proud that you give me your time and your attention. And I see you posting the episodes. I see you supporting the episodes, and I thank you. And I just want to tell you to keep going, my friend. To keep going. Because I wrote this on my Instagram the other day. You know, I know how it feels to be in a place in your life where you feel like nothing is happening, nothing is working out. It feels like same day, right? Different day, excuse me, same stuff. And it's like you're just being a slave to the calendar, right? Like you're in this cycle. But hopefully today you break that cycle and you don't give up and you finish. You know, I don't want you to believe the immediate. And as we wrap up this episode, I want you to hear me. All right, are you locked in with me? I want you to hear me. I don't want you to believe the immediate. I don't want you to believe the immediate results, the immediate feedback. I don't want you to believe the immediate. My immediate when I first started was, again, hundreds of video views. That's it. My immediate was doing events and only maybe 10 people showed up, 15 people showed up. That's what my immediate was showing me, telling me that this isn't for your life, bro. My immediate was stepping on stages and being nervous and forgetting my words at times. My immediate was saying, this ain't your gift, man. My immediate was all these things that said, this wasn't for your life. And I'm gonna tell you the genius thing that I did, the powerful thing that I did, that was so simple. You know what that was? When it was telling me that this wasn't for my life, I didn't listen. I didn't listen. I just listened to my soul. I just listened to my internal knowing, my internal alignment that say, hey, this is for your life. It's coming. It might not come right now. It might not come next year, but it's coming. And I kept persevering through my doubt, through my fears, through opinions, through perceptions, etc. I kept going. And at some point, what I thought would happen became my reality. I believed my faith, not what my immediate was telling me. So my friend, I know your immediate right now might seem like you're working for no reason. It might seem like nothing is changing. It might seem like you're doing the same stuff and not getting results. Just know, if it's really meant for your life and you know it, it's coming. And can no method, can no tactical thing rush the process? But it's coming for your life. Can nothing stop that? Again, when the favor is on you, can nobody take it from you? When the favor is on you, can nobody take it from you? So if it's truly inside of you and you have peace and you just know it, because some people ask, Trent, how did you know? It was a peace that surpassed all understanding. It's like, I can't explain it. I just knew. Like, I knew that this was meant for my life once I figured it out. Once I walked into, because, and I don't want to get into that whole story, but just know If it's truly meant for you, it will find you. Well, it already found you. But it will show up when the time is right. So you keep going. You keep moving forward. Let nothing hold you back. You live it, breathe it, be it. You never let this world take your smile. You protect your peace. Protect your energy. Protect your mind. Protect your soul. Protect your life. Man, I'm damn proud of you. Share this episode. Rate the podcast. Share the podcast. The Trent Shelton Podcast. I need y'all to keep turning up. I need y'all to keep increasing the downloads, which you guys have done a beautiful job. Because, hey, I turned up this year. You know, I'm doing a few episodes a week. Y'all asked for it. I'm giving it. You know what I mean? I'm going to live my best year this year. I promise you that. No cap. Best year this year. You coming with me? You living with me? Hit me up and let me know. If you're living your best year this year, let me know. Right? Hit me up. Like I always tell you, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Yeah. Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bay Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Bay Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Let's get it.